Today, we'd like to see the title of Salt and Boats in the Temple in Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 45. So, in other words, the souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 3, and if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has a need of them, and immediately he will send them. What type of character to Jesus can we observe? And what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verses 12 and 13, then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. In this historical background, what does it mean? And what to learn and how to apply it to our lives are here. Last question in verse 42. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. What does it mean? And what to learn and how to apply it to our lives are here. First of all, background right here, Herod's temple is source right there. The temple of God built by Herod the king was a building for worship God. The worship is to express deep love and honor for God. The Ark of Covenant in the presence of omnipresent God was put in the most place where the high priest entered once per year. And priests may enter the holy place or sanctuary, a safe place. To worship God may be expressed by offering, song, teaching, and prayer. Before the birth of a church, the priests, the descendants of Aaron, were charged to examine animal crop and money offerings tithes, not to be defective. The Levites, including the priests, were charged to teach the word of God and to lead songs. The people worshiped God by offering, observing the word of God, singing and prayer at the court of Israel for the Jews and at the court of Gentiles, respectively. So the temple was called as the house of prayer for all nations, both Israel and other Gentile nations. Close reference right there, Leviticus 3:1-2. Nehemiah 8:9, 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 33, Isaiah 56, verse 7. Then, in the dispensation of the fullness of times, in one all thing in Christ, the church, dispensation meaning God's order to the house of God. The church began upon the coming Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost into every Christian. The church is a group of saved people. The major functions of the church are teaching the doctrine of Christ, fellowship, communion service, and prayer. The method to worship is to worship God the Father in spirit and in truth, wherever or whenever. The body of each Christian is the temple of God the Spirit. Christ is a great high priest, and every Christian is a priest. So now every Christian can express deep love and honor or worship for God the Father in spirit and truth at the chapel a small building for Christian worship, or a basilica, a big and large building for Christian worship, and house, car, ship, airplane, anywhere, any place. So all cross-reference right there. In the last time, Matthew 20:34, so Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received the sight and they followed him. Jesus' method to heal the blind man was touching, and previously Lord anointed clay on the eyes of a blind man who washed them in the pool of Siloam. Sadly, humans develop some kind of formula, a pattern to follow, and a box, resulting in a man-made frame. God is never bound to any human frame. God's thoughts are more than the sand of the sea. God's ways are higher than human ways. For example, in 16th century, various denominational systematic theologies used for the praying, rather than for means to understand the scripture. The developed church and missionary pattern for the praying, rather than for a way totally opened to new wine in new wineskins, not to spill wine, the substance. Just the monetary way, rather than other innumerable ways for ministry to the kingdom of God. Like Philip, the disciple style at the monetary way of more than 200 denarii, rather than Andrew, who committed just the lunchbox of 5 bread and 2 fish to the Lord to feed 5,000 men, blessed women and children. Then text, now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent 2 disciples. Verses 1-11, Jesus sitting on a donkey. And immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt. Colt is a kid of a donkey. With her, loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. Verse 3, Jesus' wondrous knowledge of a donkey is observed like his wondrous knowledge of Nathanael under a fig tree. Hereby the Spirit in a Christian may often work naturally and sometimes supernaturally or wondrously work. John, that is a cross-reference 1:48-50. Verse 4, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Matthew points out Jesus' fulfillment of the prophet sitting on a donkey colt, the fall of a donkey. Rather, Mark's the colt, Luke's colt, John's young donkey. A colt is the baby of a donkey, symbolizing the humble king of Jesus. The cut down branches were of palm trees, called as the Palm Sunday. That's a cross reference right here, so you may read them. Then verse 5, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly. Okay, humbly, sitting on a donkey colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did it as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them, and a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road, others cut down branches, palm tree branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Verse 9, then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. The Son of David is the messianic title because Messiah or Christ was descended from David. Hosanna means saved now. Then the multitudes acknowledge Jesus as Christ. Psalm 118:25, right there, cross reference. Save now, I pray, O Lord, O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Then verse 11. So the multitudes said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Some recognize Jesus the prophet. 12, then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold the doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house, it shall be called a house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. Those who bought and sold in the temple were driven out, and the tables and the seats on the court of the Gentiles, see above, were overturned by Jesus. Hebrew money and doves were necessary things for tithes and various offerings. The tithe offerings must not be defective. Animals without blemish or spot, crops without defect, or Hebrew money without Roman or Gentile money. So the money changers and the sellers of dove did provide the necessary things for the worshippers on the courts. Jewish is a different court. Inside is Gentile, you know, a little outside. In the picture, in the Herod's temple. But they did buy and sell the things for profit. They did a commercial activity in the temple. Even if they thought they were ministers, they became merchants, particular high profit-making merchants, like thieves. In the kingdom of God, every service is free, given, because all things on earth are given by God, the true owner of the earth, even if now the earth is fraudulently possessed by the Satan to be destroyed at Jesus' coming again in the future. So the worshippers can make a tithe offering from the deep love of God during daily life. So tithe and offering are not exchanged for services in temple of God or in the Lord's church in the light of the kingdom of God. Further, now Jesus gave his life as the propitiation for the whole people's sins. So the gospel of Jesus Christ is free but not cheap because it costs Jesus' life. So we are compelled or you are motivated to give tithe offerings to God by the love of Jesus from daily life by faith. Too much asking donations for ministries for the kingdom of God, such as letters, tracts, radios, booths, messages, magazines, and so on. The ministers might appear the merchants who hinder the gospel of Christ and misrepresent God. For example, Paul's serious concern to hinder the gospel. Moses twice strikes, unlike Jesus once death on cross. She says she usually doesn't buy and sell anything in the church because of that. All cross reference right here. You may read them. It would be helpful for you. Verse 14 up to 17. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the son of David. They were indignant or displeased and said to him, Do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, Yes. Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants? You have perfected praise. Then he left the prom and left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. The blind and the lame were healed by Jesus. Chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful healing. The children cried out, Hosanna to the son of David, fulfilling the psalm. But the religious leaders were upset. Bethany city, where Lazarus had been dead, at the Mount of Olives. Verses 18 up to 22. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it, found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, Let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How did the fig tree wither away so soon? So Jesus answered, said to them, Assuredly I say to you, if you have a faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to the mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. The fig tree withered. Jesus withered away the fruitless fig tree in order to teach the disciples about the request in prayer upon unwavering faith with the loyal heart to the Lord. To be much fruitful, rather than a blank check or magic. Cross reference right here, there. Particularly John chapter 15, 7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You will ask what you deserve. It shall be done for you. 23 up to 27. Now when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, By what authority are you doing this thing? And who gave you this authority? But Jesus answered, said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do this thing. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from man? And they reasoned among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say to us, Why then did you not believe him? But if we say from man, we fear the multitude, for all counts John as a prophet. So they answered Jesus and said, We do not know. And Jesus said to them, Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. The authority was questioned to Jesus by the chief priests and the elders, like John the Baptist. Jesus' authority has come from God. But if Jesus said so, he would be accused of blasphemy by them. If he said it was by himself, it would be misunderstood that the religious leaders had the great authority. Jesus countered the question of John the Baptist's authority, either from heaven, from man. They couldn't answer either from heaven because they did not believe John, or from man because they feared the multitudes who considered John as a prophet. The latter, because they feared the multitudes, the latter arrested Jesus Thursday evening through Judas Iscariot. Did trials through all light and crucified him at 9 o'clock in the morning Friday through Pontius Pilate. All cross reference right there. Now, verse 20. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the priest and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." He answered and said, "I will not." But afterward he regretted, he repented it and went. Then he came to the second and said likewise, and he answered and said, "I go, sir." But he didn't go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But tax collectors and harlots believe him. And when you saw it, you did not afterward relent or repent and believe him." To repent, to regret, or relent is a synonym. The first son disobeyed his father's word to go to work today in the vineyard, but later repented and obeyed it. Likewise, the tax collectors and harlots did not believe the Lord first, but through John repented it and believed him, entering the kingdom of God. Second son said to obey his father's word, but disobeyed it. Likewise, the religious leaders and said to believe God, but did not believe his son. But afterward, through John, did not repent and believe Jesus, not entering the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, cross reference. Now, verses 33 up to 41. Here, another parable. There was a certain landlord owner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower, and he leased it to vineyardsters and went into a far country. Now when vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive its fruits. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Again he sent the other servants, more than the first, and did likewise to them. Then the last of all, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance." So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of a vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? They said to him, "He will destroy those wicked men miserably and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers, will render to him the fruits in their seasons." The parable of vine dressers. The landowner is God. The vine dresser is the nation of Israel. Vine dressers, vineyard is the nation of Israel. Vine dressers are the Jewish religious leaders. The landowner's servants are the prophets who deliver his word faithfully to Israel. The son is Jesus, and the other vine dressers are the Gentiles. 35. The beast killed, stoned the prophets, as his servants, was stated by Jesus and Stephen. The Jewish religious leaders became the betrayers and murderers. 39, here Jesus, the Son of God, was foretold to be killed by the Jewish religious leaders, by Jesus. 41, they said to him he would destroy those wicked men miserably and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their seasons. The chief priests and the elders in verse 23 said to Jesus to destroy those wicked men miserably, but the wicked vine dressers were themselves. Like David, who committed adultery and murder before Nathan, it's noted that to rebuke, criticize, or judge others is so cautious. Ironically, they mention other vine dressers to be hired by for the fruits. 42. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scripture, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Jesus cited the psalm, the stone or rock, as the symbol of God, the rock from which drink water came out was Christ. Upon Peter's confession, creed, in which you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, upon this rock, Jesus will build his church, as Jesus said. It means that the possessor of the church is Jesus, who bought with his broken body and blood on the cross. But sometimes our church, or a named human church, is used informally, because it means contributors to the church, such as a member of the body of Christ in church, an elder or a pastor, and so on. Like Herod's temple as it's built. However, the mind or heart of the caller sometimes disapproves the contributor meaning rather than possessor. By consequent compelling, competing with, ruling off, or destroying other churches, which are not against the principles of doctrine of Christ. To avoid this possible misunderstanding, she said usually doesn't use any human-named church, rather than his church or Lord's church. Further, CCAH has experienced his works often naturally, sometimes wondrously or supernaturally in the church since over 20 years ago. So the rejected stones had become the chief cornerstone, which is Jesus, the named exclusive Savior among men under heaven. Cross reference right here, Psalm 118:22, 1 Corinthians 10:4, Matthew 16:16-18, Acts 4:11-12. 43, therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. From the wicked vine dressers to other vine dressers, from natural branches cut off in an olive tree to wild branches grafted into the olive tree. The Gentile believers of Jesus inherit the kingdom of God from Jews unbelievers. The fruit of the Spirit is love. is manifested in joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self control, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and so on. Called as the best gifts. That's what God is looking for, the fruit of the Spirit, divine love, only in Jesus. The cross reference right there. 44. And whoever falls on the stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. The stone affects every person, how she or he would respond to Jesus, such as breaking stone, grinding stone, stumbling stone, the stone cut out of the mountain without hands. That cross reference right there. 45 and 46. Now when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitudes because they took him for a prophet. Finally, the chief priests and Pharisees understood the parables, trying to take Jesus, but they feared the people who considered Jesus as a prophet. So you may, we covered all three questions. Let's sing together the Maranatha song, last one. Also continue to keep in prayer for Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hills. There are many still unbelievers souls there, so let everyone believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, and let each of them live by the Holy Spirit in the whole counsel of God. So PTA, continue to keep on praying for them. Also, teach them pray for delivery ministries for drug sex child trafficking victims from Latin America into the shelters in the light of the Kingdom of God.